Welcome to Sinclair Public Library. I can't help but have noticed that you've been here for a bit. You've been searching the monster books, specifically the anatomy section. I was wondering if there is something that I could be helping you with. I assure you, there's nothing to be embarrassed about when it comes to learning, little one. It's the most important thing that one can do. Learning new things, bettering yourself. There's no greater task that one can do. What are you looking for in the monster section? Do you have a report for one of your college classes? So this is more for curiosity's sake. That's good. A thirst for knowledge is something that we always want to foster here at Sinclair Public Library. The most popular books in our monster section are commonly checked out. It's normal nowadays to find humans like yourself checking out books on their monster partner's anatomy. Ever since humankind and monsterkind mingled all those years ago, there has been an increased interest in monster biology, specifically monstrous anatomy. I'm assuming that is why you're here. You have a need to know more about monsters, right? And that's something I would love to help foster in you. We can always use more monster specialists. There's many more species of monster than there are humans, despite how many more humans there are than monsters. I guess that's just how the cookie crumbles. Now, which monsters were you specifically looking for? Like I mentioned previously, people normally come to these sections to check out books on their new partner. Is that what you're here to do? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to assume you had someone. It does make me smile knowing someone as cute as you with an interest in monsters is still single. Means that there still is a chance for me. Anyways, my second question has already been answered by your first. I normally ask what kind of monster are you dating so that we can find the book together. The most common ones I see are vampire, werewolf, lamia, fauns, goblins, and, weirdly enough, quite a few dragons. Are any of those what you're interested in? Okay. So something a little more rare. That's okay. I'm sure we have something that will scratch your itch here. We have books on monsters from yetis to unicorns. Whatever you are looking for, I'm sure we got. So, what monstrous anatomy book are you looking for? A Drider? Is that why you were so nervous to tell me? You have no reason to fluster so much, little one. I love that you're taking an interest in Drider anatomy. As a Drider myself, it's always good to see more people taking an interest. With the upper half of a human and the lower half of a spider, I find that more people are freaked out by driders than intrigued. It seems that you are in the minority, little one. That makes you special. Here, follow me. We keep the books on anatomy for monsters like that somewhere special. If you don't mind me asking, what got you so interested in driders to begin with? Fascinating. When picking a monster to be interested in, most people tend to pick a more humanoid one. Werewolf is the most popular, I think. Really, any lichen creature is fairly popular. From were-tigers to were-bears, I've noticed quite a few humans taking interest in were-partners. The less human we look in appearance, the less humans want to interact with us, it seems. Something like a drider, like me, we're usually seen as scary or bad. Not only do I have quite a fair amount of limbs, I'm much taller than the average human. I easily tower over you, don't I? You have to look up to even get a glimpse of my face, little one. Then comes the issues with my anatomy compared to yours. But we'll get there when we get there. After you, dear. Go ahead and take a look around. I believe the books are kept right back here. I'm sorry about all the trouble I'm putting you through to get these books. Because of what can be achieved with the various venoms from different kinds of driders, these books are kept under heavy lock and key. I'm allowed to let people look at them, obviously, but they need to have supervision. Hence me having to come in here with you. You understand all this procedure, right? I figured you would. Someone as curious as you knows how sensitive these topics can be. It can be quite dangerous if it ends up in the wrong hands. Luckily for me, I think you are just the type of person we need in drider biology. You're curious. You don't seem judgmental. And that's the most important factor when determining if someone has what it takes to be a drider biologist. How judgmental they are. You see, drider biology, it differs quite heavily from humans. If you don't believe me, why don't you take a look for yourself, little one? Just like that. I figured, why look for the dusty old book that's going to tell you false information when you have the real thing right here? Hands-on is the best way to learn, isn't it? That's right. Now don't be shy. I made sure to lock the doors. The other librarians on duty will be able to handle those that are already in the building. What I'm doing, it's an important educational duty. Come here. I'm going to guide you through my body. It'll be easier for you to understand if you can feel what I'm talking about, won't it? A picture can only teach you so much, little one. I'm offering you a hands-on learning experience. A chance to learn firsthand from a drider herself. How often is a chance like this going to come around? This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, little one. I would think someone as curious as you would jump at a chance like this. After all, you just wasted an hour of your time looking for a book on Dryder Anatomy. Isn't this better than some book? Here, I'll guide you. Give me your hands. Taking your hand and guiding it up, I'll skip letting you feel the bumps of my 8 eye sockets. I don't think you want to feel those, little one. What I do think you want to feel is my breaths. Taking your hands and guiding them towards my chest. That's it. Oh, yes. When you cup them in each of your palms, how do they feel? Soft, right? Just like a human's breast, correct? That's because my upper half is completely human, little one. Squeezing my tits and feeling my nipples hardening under your touch. I want you to take a note of how similar we feel. If you couldn't see my lower half, you would assume you were playing with a human's breasts, weren't you? Pinching my pink buds between your fingers, you can't help but watch in amazement. You didn't think a Dryder would feel exactly like a human despite how we look, did you? We only feel the same up top. Just wait till you get to my thorax. But we'll get there in due time, little one. Right now, enjoy how it feels to squeeze my breasts. It feels so good, doesn't it? Yes. I can hear your heartbeat picking up. Someone's getting excited, huh? Oh, it's okay. It's perfectly natural, little one. You're playing with a Dryder's bare tits. I would be more concerned if you weren't getting turned on. You're doing good, little one. This is exactly what I wanted. You're so shy and eager to learn. It's addictive to me. Looking down at you as you continue to play with my breasts. That's it, little one. My tits are so large that they don't even fit in one of your hands. Spilling out the sides, you might need to use your other hand, and even then, it would be a tight fit. I'm a large woman. I've got the breasts to match, little one. Didn't think they would be this big. Look normal when you're staring at me. It's only when you take them in your hand do you realize just how big they are, right? Oh, it's okay, little one. Why don't you move your hands down a bit lower for me? You can do it. I think you know what my breasts feel like at this point, little one. No different from a human's, really. Just as soft and warm with perky nipples that harden. Oh, that's it. Your hands glide against my smooth skin. My silky skin feels so good beneath your touch. You were expecting something rougher, something resembling the harshness of my thorax. You just keep wanting to jump the shark. Keep touching my body. We will get there when we get there. Let your hands brush over my stomach instead. I feel so soft and squishy and good, don't I? Just like a human. If you read that Dryder's upper halves feel like a human's, would you have believed it? I don't think you would have. You need to see it to believe it, don't you, little one? I'm helping you learn, right? That's right. Touching me all over. You start to reach my hips. And there, right there, you can start to feel the change, can't you? You can feel the texture of my skin starting to change right along my widened hips, can't you? Starting to shift from soft to coarse. You get to feel firsthand how the skin changes. Gradient-like in color and feel. You just keep petting that spot. Running your hands up and down. No, that's it. Your hands feel good against me, little one. Why don't you try going a bit lower? Not too much. Just like that. Good. Do you feel that hard line? That changes from skin to exoskeleton, from soft skin to smooth, poreless texture. It's practically instant, isn't it? The hard line is what separates my upper half from my lower half. If you keep going lower, stroking my curvy thorax and thick abdomen, you can feel just how smooth I really am. No bumps or ridges. Nothing for your hand to catch on. It feels so different from my upper half, right? And yet, you can't stop stroking it. Running your hand all over, feeling every inch of me. It's okay, little one. I want you to. It's better to learn firsthand than from a book, right? Oh, what a curious thing you are. Do you enjoy how I feel under your touch, little one? I know how to make you enjoy this even more. You're curious about Dryder anatomy, aren't you? Then I'm sure you've noticed a major difference between our anatomies. Despite being a woman, I don't have a vagina like your species. That's because Dryders don't have live births. Dryders lay eggs with something called an ovipositor. What's between my thighs is not a vagina, but an ovipositor. Attached to my abdomen and thorax About once a month it fills with eggs. Like a human would get a period, the only way for me to get rid of these eggs is by expelling them. The only difference is a human's body expels the eggs automatically. The Drider's body, well, the Drider's body makes us super horny. This is to encourage fucking and masturbation to get the eggs out. But when it's not filled with eggs, it works just like your cock would work. Does that make sense? All right. I'll try explaining it this way. Instead of having a vagina, I have a special cock that lays eggs. Does that make more sense to you? Would you like to know what it feels like? In the pursuit of education, obviously, I would be willing to give you a hands-on demonstration of oviposition, little one. After all, it's not often I come across someone with your thirst for knowledge. If you really, really want to learn how Driders work, you need to do more than just read about it, more than just casually touch me. You need to experience it for yourself. You have to admit, you're more than a little curious about my eggs, aren't you? And you want to know what my ovipositor feels like. You can see it between my legs right now. Long and skinny. It comes to a point with a hollow center. It looks so different from how a human's cock looks. And it feels even better. You know you're curious, little one. Bend over the desk and spread your legs. Let me satiate that curiosity for you. Oh, yes, that's it. That's good, little one. You look really good like this. I think I can fully appreciate you when you're exposed like this. Now take a deep breath for me and... No, fuck. Oh, yeah. Yes. So fucking tight, little one. Fuck. I would think you're a virgin with how tightly you're gripping me. Such tight heat sucking me in. Oh, fuck. Little one, you feel so good. Am I the first one in your hole? Oh, I'll try to remember that as I start to thrust against you. My thorax finding a pace. Curling against your body and dwarfing you completely. Two of my hands grip your hips and keep you steady on the desk. Two more pin your wrists behind your back so you can't squirm away from my cock. And my final two arms wrap around your neck. Oh, keeping a steady, steady pressure. Just a threat to behave yourself as you feel my cock sliding in and out of your tight hole. Feel so fucking good wrapped around me, little one. God damn. Fuck. I'm sorry, little one. I'm getting distracted by how amazing you feel. I forgot that this is supposed to be about teaching you a lesson. Don't worry, I'll be back on track. So, do you notice how my cock feels different from a human's? It's so much longer and skinnier. I don't have to make sure whoever I'm fucking can take it, because I know they always will. That's why I didn't waste any time trying to prep you, little one. I knew you wanted it. Could hear how quickly your heart was beating. Could tell which way the blood was flowing. You were getting more turned on the more you touched me. Petting my thorax put the nail in the coffin. You wanted to know what I would feel like inside you. So smooth against your insides. You clench down around me, and I still slide in and out. Oh, fucking your pretty hole so easily. That's it, little one. Taking it so well. You look so good like this. Maybe I should keep you tied up back here for stress relief. Would you like that, little one? I think you would. When someone gets a little too rowdy in the library and doesn't want to listen, I can just come back here and use my little researcher as a stress relief toy. After all, you're enjoying yourself, aren't you? Moaning every time my cock thrusts inside you, just like a good student should. Taking every inch so well. That's it, dear. You feel so good right now, don't you? Oh, yeah. You didn't know it was possible to feel like this, did you? So easily taking every inch of my long cock, letting it fill you just how you need. Your hips rock back as you struggle to take more, to fuck yourself deeper on my cock. Unfortunately for you, the pair of hands on your hips and the pair of hands on your wrists keep you from being able to do much about it. All you can really do is take it, huh? This is so much more educational than just reading about it. If you read about how driders fuck, it wouldn't have made any sense to you. You wouldn't have understood how an ovipositor feels. You wouldn't get to know how they work. You would be confused as to how it functions. I know the wording in the book isn't the most clear. It would have left you with more questions than answers. It's better to have a hands-on demonstration, isn't it? And the demonstration feels amazing, right? My thorax slamming against you as you continue to moan. You feel the pressure tightening around your throat, choking all the air out of your lungs. Something you'll find in most striders. We like to play with what. We like to play with whatever we're doing. It doesn't matter if we're eating prey or fuck. or fucking a partner. We like to tease. We like to see you struggle. It just feels so good, little one. You've got me tongue-tied. You struggle so wonderfully for me. I guess I can let the air back inside now. Let you breathe easily again. My hands stay around your throat, threatening to squeeze every so often. You hate to admit how much closer it brings you to coming. I let go of your wrist so that you're able to move a bit better. You twist your head to the side and catch a glimpse at my towering form, realizing just how much larger I am than you, how much power I wield over you, how easy it would be for me to crush you in this very moment. You can't help but let out a little whimper, can you? Oh, fuck. Completely dwarfed by a rider. You feel your legs spreading wider. Didn't realize just how small you were compared to me. Didn't realize just how similar our anatomies were. Yes, my cock pistons in and out of your hole as you let out another moan, rocking yourself into your own hands. Your hand works you quickly, helping you get closer to your own orgasm with every thrust. My hand tightens a bit, air being punched out of your lungs again. Oh, yes, yes. Do you want to come with a hole full of eggs, dear? Oh, of course you do. You have a thirst for knowledge. You want to know what it feels like, if it feels any different. Oh, what if it feels better? You have to know for yourself. This is all for educational purposes, little one. Oh, yeah. Loosening my grip and letting the air back into your lungs. No, it's important that whatever you're curious about, we figure out the answer together, dear. That's what a research partner is for, right? Then let's be research partners. Whatever questions you have about riders, you come to me directly, okay? Yeah, that's good, dear. It's better to come directly to the source than to give false information. You want to be the most educated trader researcher, don't you? Then I'm sure you've noticed something. You felt it. My cock getting thicker. It's not as skinny as it once was. Oh, slowly filling with dozens and dozens of little eggs. Little eggs that are going to be fucked inside you, little one. Are you excited? You're excited to know what it's going to feel like. It's going to be warm, and there's going to be a lot of it. Dozens and dozens of tiny eggs, tiny little balls, are going to be going inside you, attaching themselves to the walls, attaching themselves to whatever surface inside you that they can. Oh, fuck, so fucking close. I'm going to come inside. You want to feel my eggs, don't you? Oh, such a good researcher. So fucking close. Oh, yeah. Yes. Why don't you come with me? I know you want to. Be a good student and come with me. Let go, dear. Be good and come with me. Very good. Does it feel how you thought it would? Warm and this floods your inside and coats everything. You can feel each and every egg attaching, sending aftershocks of pleasure through your pliant body. You lay there, catching your breath, looking so small, laid flat against the table, feeling some eggs start to slip down the back of your legs. You look utterly debauched, little one. It's a good look for you. Now, take all the time that you need to recover. I'll be out there if you need any more help with anything. I trust that you'll be able to navigate the books in this room alone, yes? Good. Oh, and before I forget, if you have any more questions about Driders, please come to me first. I would have no problem giving you another hands-on demonstration of Drider anatomy. After all, it's always better to learn from a living model. Enjoy your time with the anatomy books, dear.